Bandwagon. Climb aboard, all you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen of the United Nations for another of your weekly rides on the bandwagon. Each week, a different band and another guest star. And each week around now, we introduce that man from Tin Pan Alley, a man who knows his bands, Tom Reddy.
Howdy hello, passengers, and a very special welcome to a very special audience. Well, right now, passengers, the children in our audience are getting a good look at the Toscanini of the circus as he comes to our microphone in his dazzling white uniform with gold braid and his peaked cap at a rakish angle. Well, welcome back, Merle Evans.
Thanks, Tom.
Let's see, windjammers. Oh, yes, that's circus talk for the band musicians who outblow a tornado day and night for the entire circus season, right?
Not only can they outblow a tornado, but they once did. Back in 1924, during a performance in Mason City, Iowa, a tornado took the bandstand right out from under us. In a flash, the windjammers were on their feet, playing to avoid a panic.
Well, it's a wonder they had any instruments left.
They knew enough to hang on to them, but as a matter of fact, the snare drum did get blown away.
Gee, Merle, that's a pretty important instrument in circus music. What in the world did you do?
I saw a bucket of drinking water nearby, so I threw out the water and tossed the bucket to the drummer. And he drummed the rest of the show on the bottom of the bucket.
Well, that was quick thinking, Merle, but how did it sound?
Sounded fine. Amos, there's a bucket near you right now. Show Tom what a bucket snare drum sounds like.
He really gets around on that, doesn't he, huh? Sure he does. Yes, sir, he really gets around on that bucket, Merle. As a matter of fact, that's what I call kicking the bucket in a nice way. However, I'll settle for the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Band playing a Merle Evans arrangement of a traditional circus favorite titled Bull Trombone. Passengers, each year we are assisted through the circus broadcast by that noted writer and circus expert, Beverly Kelly, and this year is no exception. Well, what have you got up your sleeve, Bev?
We're going to show your listeners, Tom, that these kiddies with us tonight not only get to see the circus bandwagon broadcast and the full performance of the greatest show on earth, but they've been behind the scenes with us and now qualify as circus experts.
Well, good. Suppose you show us how good the kids are, Bev.
All right, kids. Show what you've learned. When the bulls perform, what animals are you seeing?
Yeah, that's right. Elephants, sure enough. This is a great idea, Bev. A sort of a circus quiz, huh? Well, let me try them on one, will you? No matter what kind of wild animals are appearing in the Big Cage Act, what do they call these animals?
You see how good they are, Tom? Lions, tigers, panthers, they're all cats. Now, kids, tell me what circus people call a clown act.
Crazy act! Yeah, that's one on me.
It's a crazy number, all right. Now you see that man down in the ring with a silk hat, a swallowtail coat. What's his job with the circus?
Well, they know him all.
There you are, Tom. And that brings us right up to Merle Evans' next number. The ringmaster, Fred Bradner, has been a colorful figure in the circus for nearly half a century. And now Merle has written a typical circus march in honor of Fred and his charming wife, Ella, and titles it Fred Ella.
Well, that sure sounds circusy to me, Bev. Let's listen to Fred Ella. Of last year's guest on the circus show, Fred Bradner, the equestrian director. Who have you got in tow this year for us, Bev?
Well, Tom, they say when you want things done right, go to the top. And when you go to the top in the big top, you go to Robert Ringling.
Do you mean that the bandwagon and its guests, the children of servicemen, are going to meet the big boss himself?
Here he is, Tom, and he's your witness, Robert Ringling.
Thanks, Tom. It is a pleasure to see someone else handling the reins of a bandwagon.
Well, we're certainly honored to have you. How about some of your memories of the circus, by the way?
Well, Tom, I wouldn't want this to get to Ripley, but I guess I'm the only grown man who never carried water for the elephants when he was a boy. The band was always my greatest interest. I guess my earliest memory is of my father, Charles Ringling, sneaking over to the bandstand where he'd pick up a horn and join in. The audience never knew who that man was who played without a uniform. My mother is also a fine musician.
And you yourself fit well here on our bandwagon because I happen to know that for 13 years you were a featured baritone with the Chicago Opera. Well, you've certainly done wonders with the circus band, Mr. Ringling.
I'm glad you like it, Tom. I nicknamed Merle the Tuscanini of the Big Top because that's the way I feel about him. Therefore, I wanted to give him the best to work with.
And I know that you didn't stop there, but brought your musical training into action when you and Burton Knapp wrote the music for the big spectacle number this year called Panto's Dream. By the way, how about giving us a musical preview of what the children here in our audience will see a little bit later?
I'll be glad to. Merle, Panto's Paradise. Panto the clown walks to the center of the ring, stretch, yawn, lie down. He falls asleep. Soon he is dreaming of paradise. A glittering, spangled horse, ridden by a jester bedecked with gems, leads a troop of beautiful dancing girls. They dance a merry, madcap ballet. Now enter the king and queen in regal splendor.
And look over here, a lady in waiting has her train carried by a poodle dog.
And now the ground trembles under the ponderous tread of the elephants. But what is this we see? Why, the elephants are ridden by clowns.
Yes, one clown coaxes the elephant onto the peanut on a pole. Still another there is marooned on top of his elephant in a rowboat.
Now see the beautiful girl skipping in. Watch. Presto changeo.
Why, they've changed into large-headed dwarfs.
A large float rolls in. It is a gigantic jumping jack. See how Jack springs high into the air, then drops back out of sight. Beautiful ladies on spirited horses ride past in side saddle gowns of velvet. Large picture hats slanted across their heads bring out their loveliness.
And now I see something I just can't believe. Which way are these horses going?
Look, they have heads on both ends. Here are more wonders to behold, Tom. A giant and a giantess. 8 feet tall and running at their heels, taking 10 steps for every one they take, are two little dwarfs.
Say, what's happening over there?
The little dwarf is putting up a ladder to the giantess' head. He runs up the ladder to give her a kiss. Now, a dance of the ocean waves. Dancing girls are maneuvering a shimmering ocean green wispy veil as they run together at balloons high into the air while the solo dancer pirouettes under it. Now another float carried by seahorses showing a mermaid on the crest of a wave. Come to the climax of Panto's Dream of Paradise. An enormous float drawn by 16 elephant centers. High on a throne of billowy clouds, Panto sees himself seated in the midst of beautiful handmaidens. Poor Panto. Too bad he has to wake up. But to a stirring musical climax, Panto's paradise passes from our view.
Armed Forces Radio Service.